This episode of Munchkin Land is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. For literally pennies a day, you can support what we do, creating new content for you, and in return, you get some bonus content, too. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast that celebrates card games, tabletop games, or whatever kind of game we want to play. This week, the game we want to play is Smash Up. And not just any old Smash Up, the brand new expansion, Pretty Smash Up. This one has, what are the factions in here? We've got kittens, and we have princesses, and fairies, and magic horses.
I think it's lolcats.
No, it's kitty cats.
That's kitty cats?
Yep, that's the faction. Yep. Try that again, Rob.
Talkie.
There you go.
There we go.
Yep, those are the factions. Kitty cats. Can has a base. Kitty cats have the power to compel those of weak will to do what they wish, and the power to have billions of internet memes. Perhaps those are the key. Either way, the kitty cats will use their alluring power to dominate the fight at any base, then head out into the night of jazzy music in the alleys. So there you go. So I thought what we'd do, since there's four of us and four new factions, we'd roll for which one we want in this group, and then roll again to pick the next. Or actually, we'll just go backwards.
Yeah.
So, Rodrigo, why don't you roll first?
13.
Brett. A 7.
6.
16. I'm going to go with princesses. And...
Are we doing next highest, or
yes,
are we
next
just
highest.
Going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll go with horses.
Is it me?
Yep.
Oh, I'm taking the cats.
Okay.
Right. And then so go backwards, Rob. Pick your next faction that you want.
Oh,
they're all in there.
Haven't I played with? That's probably a difficult question to answer. What do these guys do? Transfer action, play down. Oh, is this one to an extra action? Ooh, extra actions. I'm going to go with... Where's the steampunk?
Under S.
Steampunk. That's not going to fit. There we go.
All right.
Let's see if I can shuffle.
Aliens, nope. Because alien cat overlords is a thing.
Okay. Rodrigo?
Nope.
Let's see. I am going to go with... none of these. No.
Dinosaur horses?
No. That's ridiculous, Steven.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with werewolf horses.
Okay.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with ninjas. Ninja princesses.
Steampunk horses would have been cool.
Yes.
Although ninja princesses, I got to get behind that one, too.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And so what we're going to do, since we have a bunch of new bases... I'm only going to pull out a small stack of the rest of the bases and just shuffle these together so that we have mostly princess, pretty smash-up bases to work with here. And we can always bring in more if we get past that.
Sure.
So the object is the game. The object of the game is for us to score 15 points. First person to 15 is the winner. One base plus one.
One per player.
One per player plus one, yep.
Yeah.
Did we draw any princess ones? We have the Cave of Shinies. That's an old one. Mushroom Kingdom is an old one.
Temple of Goju's.
That's an old one.
Enchanted Glen is a new one.
That's a new one.
After you play an action on a minion here, draw a card.
And then the last one is...
House of Nine Lives.
That is also a new one.
If a minion at another base would be destroyed, its owner may move it here instead.
Oh, interesting.
There's also, for whoever got cats, there's one of your actions is like a 9-live where you can like discard a minion to draw another card or something.
Is that actually written on the card?
I believe so. There's something in there like that with 9 lives, yeah.
As long as it's actually on the card and I don't have to remember
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, all of these are...
All right. Draw a hand of 5 cards. Place one or more base cards. Blah, blah, blah. We already did that. If you have no minions, you can show your hand to everybody and discard and draw 5 more cards. On your turn, for those of you who don't remember, play one minion and one action in either order. You can play less if you want to. Follow all instructions on cards' abilities as you play them. Then we are going to check to see whether any of the bases can be scored. If they cannot score them, then we draw two cards, discard your hand down to 10 if you have to. All right, who was the last person to win? Maybe not this game, but the last time we played.
I have no idea.
That was, what did we play? Oh,
that
we played Timeline.
That was a million years ago.
Yeah.
I think Zach play, won. No, you did?
Okay. Yeah, Rob.
All right, Rob. So let's, let me have Brad start.
Oh, good, because I don't remember. All right, so I just play
Draw a card and play a card.
Nope.
Oh, not on the first one?
That's Flux.
No, that's the opposite. You play a minion
and an action. Yep.
You don't have to play both or either, but you play a minion and an action, and then you draw two cards.
Right. And you can play your action first and then the minion. Yeah. There's no order.
All right. I will play the minion scout, and I will play him at the House of Nine Lives. And then I draw a card?
Well, you can if you play an action next.
I don't want to play an action.
Then you draw two cards.
Draw two cards.
And that's the end of a turn.
Yeah. There's a play phase, a score phase, and a draw phase.
Did not close any bases, so Rodrigo's up.
Faction that can close bases on the first turn. Mm-hmm.
Are we keeping score?
When a base closes, you get however many points you are in the first 1 to 15.
I'm just saying
wins.
How we...
I've got some little tokens
in there. Brilliant. Okay.
Which are nice. Nice little cardboard tokens.
Did that come with the Big Geeky Box or something?
Yeah. Well, it didn't come with the Big Geeky Box. Each expansion set has its own set of tokens, and then Smash Up had its own set of tokens. So, like, the first Smash Up had little blue tokens. Cthulhu one has some tentacle ones. And then this one had some blue flowers and pink hearts for the
tokens. Each of the expansions has...
Yeah.
A different kind.
Yep. Different kind.
Yep.
There's lightning bolts on the science fiction double feature, I think.
That's what they look like.
Oh, lovely.
The first action one didn't have anything. There's lasers on one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to play Pinky in the Cave of Shinies.
Okay.
Ongoing, while another of your minions is here, this minion has +1 power. And then that's it. I'll draw two cards, right?
Yep. I'm going to play my Shinobi minion on the Temple of the Goju. And...
Specials before base scores, you may play this minion there. You can only use one Shinobi ability for base.
And then I'm going for an action. I'm going to go and play an heirloom on this guy, which gives him a +1. Play on a minion. Ongoing, this card gives this minion +1 power for each heirloom on it. This card cannot be destroyed.
Nice.
And draw two cards, and I'm done.
I'll play Steam Man in the Mushroom Kingdom. Ongoing has +1 power if this base has one of your actions played on it, which it doesn't yet. But I'm going to put an aggro motive. Play on a base. Ongoing, if you have a minion here, you have +5 power here.
Wow.
So
you're at 8 power. Or 9 power?
It's +1.
Yeah.
And by you, does that mean you who played the card or you, anyone who has a minion there?
You just played the card.
Well, that doesn't help me at all.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's almost like other people's cards just help them.
Yeah, that's cheap. All right, I'm going to play a scout on the Mushroom Kingdom. And I will not play an action, and I will draw two cards in my turn.
And you have a maximum hand size of 10.
I'm not even close.
I am going to... play Sea Star. If you play this minion on a base where you have another minion, you can play an extra minion this turn. Only use Sea Star's one Sea Star's ability each turn. And so I will play a second minion, which is a Howler. This minion gains +2 power until end of turn. So he's a 4 right now.
And then does your Pinky get something too because you've got another?
Yeah, it gets plus one. Yep, so 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
10 power there right
now. You're almost halfway to that base.
I am. And then I am going to play Adventure Power. Choose a base, move any number of your minions to it. I'm going to move my minions to the Mushroom Kingdom, all of these guys over there.
Okay. So your turn's not over yet, so this guy is still a 4, right?
It's 10 plus my 9 is 19 plus the 3 is 22.
All right. So it looks like...
Looks like it's
going to
score.
Looks like it's going to score, unless I play an action. Right, because I can do that now?
I don't know. Does it say you can do that now?
No, it doesn't say before base scores, so no, I can't.
Yeah, that would be the only time.
Yep. All right, base is closing. Time to score.
So Rodrigo gets
4, 5.
I get 3. And Brad gets 2.
Yay.
Oops. Brad gets 2.
Aha, we're ponies.
Okay, base is closing, base is closing. New base coming up.
And hold on, or does he go back to your hand?
I think
or?
That goes this into goes your back. Discard pile, doesn't
this
it?
This guy no. goes back in my hand.
Oh, okay.
He's a scout. After this base is scored, you may place this minion into your hand instead of the discard pile.
The Great Library, 22 points. After this base scores, all players with minions here may draw one card.
Yay.
I will end my turn by drawing 2 cards.
I am going to play an heirloom on my minion over there to give him another plus 1. And I'm going to draw 2 cards, and my turn is done.
That'd be another plus 2.
Plus 2, there you actual, go.
I guess it'll total out to giving him plus 3 right now.
Yeah, so he's at 6?
No. Each of these is worth 2.
Oh, okay.
Because it's this card gives this minion plus 1 power for each heirloom on it.
Oh, okay.
So he's at 7. Mm-hmm. He was at 4 before this, so he got 3 extra this turn.
All right.
So my
I'm
turn?
At 7, and I've drawn my 2 cards, and yes.
Okay. I am going to go to the Great Library with Puck. 3 power. Play an extra action or draw a card. I'm going to choose to draw a card. And I will put a Rotary Slug Thrower on the Great Library. Play on a base. Ongoing, your minions here each have plus 2 power.
Nice.
And I will draw my 2 cards.
Okay, let me ask. If I had a card that targeted cards of power 3 or less, such as Steven's Shinobi,
mm-hmm.
but that Shinobi has a couple of heirlooms.
Its power is currently 7.
So I do... Okay.
Right.
All right. Just checking. All right. I am going to play the Scout on the Temple of Goju. Actually, let's play it there. And that, I believe, is the only thing I'm going to do. And I will draw 2 cards.
All right. All players with minions here, may draw 1 card. Okay. I am going to play a Howler in the Temple of Goju. So that guy's at 4 right now.
Yep. So it's at 14.
And then I am going to play Encouragement Power on him, which isn't going to do anything right now. But play on one of your minions. I'm going, this minion has plus 1 power for each of your minions here. You can do it, Werewolf. I believe in you. And then I'll try scoring, but nothing scores, right?
Correct.
And I'll draw 2 cards and end my turn.
Okay. Let's see. So, this doesn't say move one of my minions to another base. It says move a minion.
Yep.
to another base. And what is this one at?
14. Or no, 14. 12.
12. Oh, okay.
Yeah, my werewolf shrunk.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind. All right, well, I'm going to play an action on this base, on the Temple of Gaiju. It's called Woodland Helpers. Play on a base. Ongoing. After you play an action, you may place it at the bottom of your deck instead of in your discard pile. And...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm done. Oh, got to drop two cards. There we go.
Yeah, I guess it's just an ongoing effect that's just tied to whatever happens to the...
It might be a balance thing as well for me to do this. Play on a base. I'm going to play it on the Temple of Gaiju. Destroy all other players' actions played here. Ongoing, other players cannot play actions on this base. Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, sure.
That's on the base.
So does this
base.
Go to the bottom of my...
It's
an action.
No, so that's when you play them. So oh, yeah, okay. That would go to your discard.
Discard.
And then I'm going to put a Steam Man over in the Great Library. And draw two.
All right. I am going to wish I'd thought better about what I was going to do for my turn.
Mm.
But in the meantime, I will place an invader on the Enchanted Glen, and I will gain one VP.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yay, invader.
Cat invaders. And... I
haven't seen much cat out of you.
They're all cats. You just can't tell because they're disguised or they're not wearing their cat disguises yet. They're in their natural alien skin is what it is.
So they're all cats, but I can't tell because they're not actually cats.
Exactly. Precisely.
That makes about as much sense as a lot of conspiracy theories I've heard, I guess. So.
All right. I'm just going to draw two cards. And your turn, Rodrigo.
All right. I'm going to play that. What is that? Ornate Dome. What does that do?
You cannot play actions on this base.
On the base. Okay.
Yeah. You can still encourage your wolf all you want.
Sure. Go, wolf. In fact, I'm going to give him a friend. We're going to Pinky.
Hey, they're both a three now.
Yep.
Right, that's what this one does. This minion has plus one power for each of your melee minions here. So that's 16 total.
Uh-huh.
And how many points does Rodrigo have?
Six. Or how much power?
Yeah.
Six.
Against my seven still?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's nothing else relevant for me to do. So I'm going to call it good there. Score that. Nothing scores, right?
Yep.
Draw two cards. Pass to Steven.
All right. I'm going to... So if it's a tie on a base, then what happens? Do you both get...
Yeah, three, if it's like... If this ends up as a tie.
Yeah.
Like if you guys both end up at 10.
Right.
Somehow. You'll both get 2 points,
mm-hmm.
and Brad would get 2 points.
Okay. But what happens if I'm first and these two tie for second?
Then you get 2 points, and they each get three.
Mm. Okay.
Because of the layout of that base.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah. Temple of Gaiju, unlike most other bases, like the weird ninja bases, you want to be second.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to be sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah,
The path to victory is the one that is not victorious.
Yay!
Werehorses.
Yep.
Let's see.
Lycanthropony.
Dang it.
Problems?
Yes.
Now, was there a thing you wanted to do?
There was a thing that I wanted to do, but...
It's not going to work?
It's not going to work.
Hmm. Is he my Jedi mind trick?
All right. I will just play my Ninja Alkalite on the Cave of Shinies. Special During your turn, if you have not yet played a minion, you may return this minion to your hand and play an extra minion on this base. And I think I will then play an action called Happily Ever After. Play on a base, ongoing. If you are the winner here, when this base scores, gain one victory point. Nifty. And I will end my turn. Scoring bases, no bases scored. Nope. Draw two cards. The end.
All right.
I think we're playing all a lot more strategically than we have in the past.
Well, just on Munchkin Land, this is like our fourth game of Smash Up.
Uh-huh.
So now that we kind of understand the rules, it's a lot more... It's a lot easier to look ahead.
Yeah.
Then again, I've definitely never looked at either of these factions before, so I'm kind of...
Well, I just shuffled for crap, so...
Yeah.
Well...
Is it still Rob's turn?
Yes. Yes.
Rob is computing.
Yeah.
As the rest of us desperately try to vamp and fill the time.
I will play Steam Queen and the Temple of Goju.
Rob Schmob.
Is that going to score it?
That'll score it.
It's going to score it. But I have other things to manipulate yet.
Oh, okay.
Steam Queen's my 5. Your actions are not affected by other players' cards. Not that it's going to matter because she's going to be gone. I'm going to play a Daisy Chain on Steven's Shinobi.
Aww.
Play on a minion. Ongoing. If you control this minion, it has +2 power. Otherwise, it has -2 power. So the Shinobi goes down to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Which means Rodrigo at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and Steven both at 5. And Brad at 3. So I'll go to the scoring portion of my turn.
Okay. So 2 points for Rodrigo.
And assuming that base just scores without anybody doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 for me.
That's why I looked over at Steven to see if there was any ninja
and
shenanigans.
And
3 for Rob.
3 for Rob. And Brad does not get anybody.
I get a rock.
Sorry.
After this base scores, there's something there.
This base scores. Each player places each player's highest power minion here on the bottom of its owner's deck.
Hmm.
So... Shinobi goes to the bottom of your deck, Steam Queen goes to the bottom of mine, and Rodrigo gets to pick because they're both the same power.
Ooh, which one do I want? I'm going to put Pinky on the bottom of my deck.
And we now have...
New base coming up.
The School of Wizardry.
New base coming up.
After this base scores, the winner looks at the top 3 cards of the base deck, chooses one to replace this base, and returns the others in any order.
Cool.
Yay.
And I will draw my 2. 1 and 2.
All right. School of Wizardry. Well, I am going to... They're just not getting a lot of synergy between my alien cats.
Well, I'm kind of seeing the same thing with my ninja princesses.
Yeah, I should have looked closer at the cats before I picked the aliens, but alas, they just go so well together because cats are, in fact, aliens.
Weirdly, I think pony werewolves are pretty synergistic.
I'm going to play...
Werewolves are one of the more synergistic ones.
The Collector.
Sure.
On the Cave of Shinies.
All right. The Collector says, you may return a minion of power 3 or less to this on this base to the owner's hand.
Oh, you know what? Wait a second. Give me that back. I'm going to play the Collector on the Enchanted Glen.
There you go.
Pull the Invader back
to
my hand.
That's how that's supposed to go.
Yeah. I didn't read the on this base part of that. Sorry.
Oh, that's because your invader. What's this thing? If you play it on a base,
when I play it,
he plays it, he gets one victory point.
Oh, wow! Yeah. That's the slow burn to victory.
I've won games like that before.
It's a very slow.
That's
burn.
How aliens win is by just playing the Collector over and over again.
Bounce other people's stuff or bounce your own stuff.
Yeah.
Like play the.
No, that's the great. That's the great thing. I will say this about looking at all the counters here in a pile. Looks like those chewy sweet tarts all in a pile.
Now, don't eat them. They're cardboard.
But I like the pink ones.
They're
like Starburst. The pink's the best.
Goodness, goodness, goodness. I'm going to, just to burn a card, I'm going to use the Disintegrator on Steven's Ninja Acolyte. Place a minion of power 3 or less on the bottom of its owner's deck.
Yours is the only one he can hit that doesn't hurt him.
Yeah.
And I've still only got 9 cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I can only draw one card.
No, you draw 2, and then you discard down to 10.
Oh, yeah. That's going to...
No, not necessarily.
Dink. All right, I'm going to discard Terraforming because it requires me to search the deck for a base. And
that is the greatest card.
I'm sure it is, but you know what? I can't.
Can't deal with that?
Yep. It's been too long since I played this, and so I'm like in over my head as it is.
Oh, you're not in over your head.
Terraforming is amazing.
I'm sure it is.
You're ahead of me, right? Don't you have 4 points?
Nope.
Or you just have 3?
I have 3.
All right, well, Rodrigo is in the lead with 7.
7, 6, 3, and 3.
Yep. There's plenty of... plenty of chance to come back here.
Brad. You done?
Yes.
You can always set someone up for the tie to make the game go longer.
Ooh.
Let's see.
You can get victory by doing that. It's the ultimate come from behind plan.
I am going to play... Rainbow.
Aw. I just give
magical
one
magical rainbow Pegasus.
Every one of these cards just elicits the same response from me. Aw.
talent. If you have played another minion here, draw a card, which is a weird way to phrase that. What exactly does that mean? Like, if I already had a minion here, like, if there's another minion, because it's a talent, which means it repeats every turn.
I'm thinking that if you play a minion there, each turn that you play a minion with Rainbow, you can draw an additional card. You can use the talent after you play it.
After I play it.
Yeah, if you played another minion here.
Okay, gotcha.
So you have to have gone through the action of playing a minion.
Okay.
To use it.
And then I will play... Moon Touched on Rainbow. play on a minion talent. If this minion has the highest power here, draw a card. And also, after you, because Enchanted Garden, after you play an action on a minion here, draw a card.
Oh, so you get to draw 2 cards.
No, not yet.
It's the highest talent or highest power minion here.
Yeah, but it's a talent. Doesn't that happen at the beginning of my turn?
Nope, that happens during your turn.
Oh, okay. So I can just do that now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
That was excessive. We reshuffle when we get to the bottom of our deck, right?
Yep. That's right. Okay. But it's a long way down, Brad.
It is. Yeah, aliens don't really get to the bottom of their deck all that often.
No. I'm not looking to get to the bottom, really. Yeah.
I don't know about the cats.
That is it for me. I don't think anything scores, so I'll draw my 2 cards.
Robots get to the bottom of the deck all the time.
Yeah, wizards basically live on the bottom of the deck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wizards and robots is just ridiculous.
I think there is a good... The synergy I was expecting, not really looking at the cats, might be here. It just might take me a minute.
Look, well, okay, so...
It's hard to destroy a cat.
I don't know the main deal with cats, but if they have things that happen when they come into play, then you want to play your alien bounces on them and then just like replay them and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's your go, Steven.
All right. Well, luck of my draw here. I'm going to play an action called Infiltrate. Play on a base. Destroy an action that has been played here. Ongoing, you may ignore this base's ability until the start of your next turn. So, going to destroy the +2 that Rob has.
Let's play on a base.
And only one action per turn, so I'm going to draw 2 cards. And my turn is done. Oh, thank God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, Rob, your turn.
Playful tricks. Destroy up to 2 actions played on minions and or bases. I'm going to destroy the Intimidate and the Moon Touched.
Boo.
Boo.
Rob doesn't want me to have cards.
Rob doesn't want you to have cards. Cards are how you win card games. And then I'm going to put a mechanic in the Great Library. Choose an action in your discard pile that can be played on a base and played as an extra action. I will put my Rotary Slug Thrower back in the library. And that will be my turn. So draw. Draw. What do you do?
I am going to play Whiskers on the Cave of Shinies. Then
play an extra action. Destroy one of your minions.
Yes.
Oh.
Then I am going to play.
Wow.
What?
That's a lot.
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to play Invisible Bicycle. Choose a base. Move any number of minions of power 2 or less from there to another base. So I'm going to move my collector minion to the Cave of Shinies.
Stick it.
Oh, yeah.
Put the cat on top of it, because that has an ongoing ability.
And then I'm going to play an extra action. I am going to play... Those guys have bonuses, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, my each smallest plus dude two. Is a 5.
Okay.
So they're all sitting at 16 total on that base.
17. He gets plus 1 for...
Oh, okay.
I'm going to play 9 lives, which allows me to destroy one of my minions and play an extra minion. So I'm going to destroy that collector over there.
Also should destroy... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to destroy both your dudes then.
Why?
Because the talent is play an extra action, destroy one of your minions.
Is this his first action of the turn?
No, this is my second action. Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Okay, destroy both of those guys.
Okay. Okay.
You get 2 victory points.
I get 2 victory points.
Oh. Whoa.
All right. If another... So these guys both get played here.
Why do they?
They go to the House of 9 Lives.
Oh.
If a minion at another base would be destroyed, its owner may move it here instead.
Wow, Brad, now you're playing.
Yeah.
What are you sitting at now? 5 there? Here, I'll trade you a big token for a little token.
All right. And plus, I still have to play an extra minion card over here on this one.
Wow.
On this guy here. And so I'm going to play an invader down at the Cave of Shinies.
And for another token.
For another
victory point.
All right. Now, see, now he's got it.
All right. And I draw 2 cards and end my turn.
That synergy finally started to show up?
Yeah, I figured it out. Oh, I know how to play this game. Yeah. Your turn, Rodrigo.
Okay. I am going to play Sea Star here. So, if you have played another minion here, draw a card. And also Sea Star's ability. If you play a minion... this minion on a base where you have another minion, you can play an extra minion this turn. Only use 1 Sea Star per turn, basically. So I will play a teenage wolf. Here.
On the 9 lives base?
House of 9 lives, yep. I believe, because it doesn't have to be in the same base. Nope. And then I'm going to play... I'm going to play Leader of the Pack on Rainbow. Play a minion talent. If this minion has the highest power here, you may play an extra action. So can I do that now?
Yep.
Okay. I also get to draw a card because I play a thing on a minion.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
And as my extra action, I am going to play Marking Territory on the Enchanted Glen, which makes sense. Plan a base. Ongoing, at the start of your turn, if you have more total power here than each other player, reduce this base's break point to zero.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's so you guys have one turn.
Okay. So at the end of your turn, that base closes out, right?
Nope, at the beginning of my turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you guys have one go to either get more power or get rid of that action.
Okay.
Or just grab
grab the two points.
Grab some points.
Or, yeah, definitely. Which I would recommend. I'd say just go for the 2 points.
Ninja Boy can even be sneaky. Yep. We'll let you break it and then put up the power.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I can beat as much power as a ninja. Like, a ninja's good for, like, either tipping over if you've already got stuff there or sneaking in for the second or third place.
We'll place a moderate-sized ninja now.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I believe that's going to be my turn, and I'll draw two cards.
All right. So I'm going to start my turn.
We don't really know what the princesses do yet.
Well, here's one. Eliza here on the Cave of Shinies. Ongoing, other players cannot play more than one extra card per turn. I don't know if that's for that cave or for...
No. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
That is ab.
Other players. Doesn't say anything about me, though.
Right.
I do not like her.
So one extra... Okay, does that mean I get one extra action or...
No, it's like, so like if a card says you get it like Rodrigo's turn, he wouldn't have been able to play all those other cards on his turn.
But I mean, so you can play at most three cards a turn.
Okay, so I can't do like an extra action and an extra minion.
Right.
Right.
Oh, she must die.
I think that might be the biggest princess.
Probably, yes, it is.
No, Apricot was also a 5.
Ooh, princesses are big.
Yes. And
the most important person in the kingdom.
Then I'm going to...
Princedom.
What's the largest... What's the largest card with bonus over there on the...
Enchanted Glen.
Enchanted Glen.
That's Rainbow at 4.
Okay. I'm going to play an action, move a minion to another base, and I'm going to move Rainbow over to this one over here.
That's on Rainbow.
Yeah, the werewolf card goes with Rainbow.
I shall not touch others' cards.
And draw two cards. And I'm done.
All right. I'm going to put a Steam Man in the Great Library. That'll pop
Steam
it up
Man
to 23. Is 6, 12, 18, 23. And I won't play an action this turn. I'll go to the scoring part.
Let's see. Crap it. Well, either way, I guess it doesn't matter. I'm going to slip in my Hidden Ninja. Play before base scores, play a minion here. Ninja Alkalite for 2 points.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I don't think so.
All right. Rob gets 4.
Yeah, just give me a 5.
Give you a 5.
Yeah.
And I get 2, so I will get a 5.
After this base scores, all players with minions here may draw one card.
Okay.
Great Library will go away.
New base coming up. New base coming up.
Ponyland!
Yay.
If you have 2 or more minions here, your minions here cannot be destroyed.
Oh.
Well, that's nifty.
Hmm. Yeah, cheap too.
Yeah. And I will draw my 2 cards. A 1 and a 2.
All right. I'm going to play Grumpiness on your princess. Ongoing, this minion has -2 power.
Boo.
I'm going to play the Collector at the Cave of Shinies. You may return a minion of power 3 or less on this base to its owner's hand.
So you get a point, right?
No.
Not on that one.
Just for destroying it. Okay. I didn't actually destroy it.
You're not going to return Eliza?
Then I am going to use Whisker's talent to play an extra action, Disintegrator. Place a minion power 3 or less on the bottom of its owner's deck. It's on Eliza.
Okay.
And then I'm going to destroy one of my minions, which will be the Collector, down at the Cave of Shinies. I will take a VP for that. And then I will put him into play at the House of 9 Lives, where all good kitties go.
13.
Wow. Wow.
And let's see. I will.
Man, I just
think you're done.
Two cards.
Yeah.
That would look more impressive.
Any
than it
bases
was.
Closed? Does that base close out yet?
Nope. Not yet.
Wow, that's a pretty interesting base. Base of 9 lives. That's a good one.
Your go, Rodrigo.
All right.
Ugh.
Well, at the start of my turn, I have the minion with the highest power there, so that's probably going to close this turn. So I will turn my attention elsewhere. I am going to play a sea star over there and draw a card and play another minion. Right? That's what Rainbow does, right?
Yep. Rainbow is, if you have played another minion here, draw a card.
Okay.
And sea star is play another minion. And you have the ability to play an extraction this turn.
And so my other minion will be a howler over there. Then I get to play an extra action. Is that
yep, that's what the leader of the pack does. You have two actions.
A full moon, the School of Wizardry.
Each of your minions here has plus one power.
Oh, man.
So that's 5, 10, 14.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
12 after this turn.
Oh, because of his werewolf.
The howler, yeah.
And then that's it, I think.
What's the base power?
After this base scores, the winner looks at the top three cards of the base deck, chooses one to replace this base, and returns the others in any order.
Okay. Time to score, huh?
Time to score. So Enchanted Glen drops to 0, which means I score it for 4 points.
Hmm.
Am I cash any of those in?
Sure. Give me a second, though.
All right.
And then that doesn't score, right?
Nope. There's
one,
that,
one, two, three, four, five.
New base.
New
Central
base coming
brain.
Up.
Each minion here has plus one power.
That's straightforward.
Yep.
And then I will draw my two cards. Draw and draw. And that's it for me.
Okay, I see how I could have done that, but oh well. How many, what's the total point on our 9 lives, Kitty House?
It's at 14. 20 is the break point.
Okay, 14. Okay, I'm just going to play... okay, I'm going to play a Tiger Assassin. You may destroy a minion of power 3 or less on this base. But if I destroy it, it just stays there, right?
No, at another base.
Oh, at another base, okay. All right, so I'm going to destroy this number 3 guy, werewolf
Teenage
guy.
Werewolf, why? He was so good at basketball.
Yeah. And... It says, shuffle a minion from your discard pile into your deck and draw a card. Does that mean I just slip it in, or do I shuffle this whole deck?
Shuffle the deck.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take my Ninja Alkalite.
What's that card called?
It's called Direct to DVD Sequel. Shuffle a minion from your discard pile into your deck and draw a card. That's what I should have done a long time ago. All right, and that goes over to the discards. Draw two cards. I'm done.
This game is not built for people with bifocals. I'm having a hard time reading all the cards upside down.
I'm going to play Puck in the Cave of Shinies. I can either play an extra action or draw a card. I will choose to draw a card. Ooh, you do a thing. I will then play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, probably a good idea to play something. I'll put an escape hatch on the Cave of Shinies.
What does that do?
Plan a base, ongoing. When your minions here are destroyed, place them into your hand instead.
Of the discard pile.
Huh. Nice. Now, which takes place, the House of Nine Lives or the escape hatch? Either one, I guess. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Is there a difference between owner and controller?
Yeah, probably, because
there's a couple cards that say you gain control of.
And but that's not the same as being the owner.
Right. The owner is the person whose deck that belongs in.
Okay. Alright. Well, that's annoying. Alright. Is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm going to play Mr. Muffin on the Cave of Shadows.
No, not Mr. Muffin.
Yes, indeed. And I'm going to take control of a minion power of 3 or less. And I'm going to control C-Star over here at the School of Wizardry.
Hmm. All that does is it gives you control of C-Star.
Does that
Now you have a 3-point minion in the School of Wizardry.
So that doesn't mean that is my minion?
It's your minion.
Yeah.
So basically,
here's
your stack.
Here's what I'm going to play, and you guys can say I can't do this. So I'm going to play Catfight. Choose one of your minions, C-Star. Draw cards equal to that minion's power. Destroy that minion.
Yep.
Okay. That sounds okay to me.
All right, so I will draw 3 cards, and I will destroy C-Star. And I will then...
Does he still control that?
If a minion at another base would be destroyed, its owner may move it here instead.
Ah, so it's you.
Sorry, okay. Yes. Welcome to the House of Nine Lives, C-Star.
But I still control it.
No,
for the moment.
Owner, controller.
No, I think you lose control of it once you kill it.
Yeah.
When I destroyed it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Now this says...
You move it instead.
That says I control it until the end of my turn.
Well, I guess that's true. You still control C-Star.
So that could close out that base.
Does it?
I mean, it could, depending on how you play it.
I don't think so.
Well, this gets close.
I'm going to then play Probe as an extra action. I will look at Rodrigo's hand.
Where's the extra action coming from?
It's coming from Mr. Whiskers, who allows me to play an extra action. Then I get to destroy one of my minions.
Okay.
Now I pick a minion from Rodrigo's hand, and he destroys it. And he's just got the one. But what a one it is. Pack Alpha. Your Pack Alpha.
Ow.
You're going to have to discard it.
Yep, I never get to play my big minion.
Oh.
All right, and then I'm going to go ahead and destroy C-Star, since C-Star is my minion. And, I drew those 3 cards, and it is your turn, Rodrigo.
And you draw 2 more.
Oh, crap, that's right. Now I've got too many cards. No, I don't. I have exactly the right. Okay.
All right. What does Leader of the Pack do again? I keep forgetting. It's my
As long as that's the biggest minion, you can play an extra action.
Right. Encouragement power on my Howler.
Plus 1 for each other minion here.
And then... So what does that put it at?
It's a 4 and Rainbow's a 5.
Okay. That's 9. And that doesn't do me any good. That's doing good. So I will play Unstoppable as my second action on Rainbow. Plan a minion ongoing. This minion cannot be destroyed. And scoring, but I don't think anything scores.
Nope.
All right. I'm just going to go ahead because I'm tired of Brad being able to use his nine lives kitty thing. I'm going to try to close out this base by playing... What the heck is her name? Marie de Gras. Minion. Talent. Reveal the top card on your deck. If it's a minion, draw it. Otherwise, place it on the bottom of your deck. So that means I can do that now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Way of Deception. Move one of your minions to another base. Moves to the bottom of my deck. My action shall be...
Ah, I get it. Mardi de Gras.
Mardi Gras.
That's cute.
And I think I'm going to stop there. That should be 20 on that base.
She must be less modest. Yep. She's wearing a pearl necklace.
So score that base, which means it closes, so Brad doesn't get his special cat powers.
But I do get four victory points.
Ooh,
doggies.
I'll take two
Little
victory
kitties.
Points.
Ooh, kitties.
Close out this base.
I think the scout can come back into my hand if I want it to. I'm not sure. I think I've got 10 cards.
You only discard at the end of your turn.
Yeah, might as well keep it in there for now. Right,
then and fine. I will draw new base coming up.
Cool Cat's Alley.
Woo. Cool Cat's Alley. Let
Once
me guess.
During your turn, you may destroy one of your minions here to draw a card. Wow.
All right. Rob, it is your turn.
I wish I had saved my escape hatch. I am going to use Magic Acorns. Each other player discards a card at random, or you draw a card and play an extra action.
So, oh, you get to decide that.
Yeah. I am going to have each of you discard a card at random.
Oh, Rob, if you screw up my plans, I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
Oh, you get a pick. You get to pick the one?
It's at random. You can have me
just,
pick if you don't want Rob to touch
your
card.
I just shuffled and picked the top card.
You
see the stars.
Mr. Grumpers.
It's all right.
Well, that could have gone worse.
Yep.
Definitely.
I will play... Glimmer on the Cave of Shinies. Until the start of your next turn, it's a talent, until the start of your next turn, either another minion has -4 power, or this minion has +1 power. I'm going to give Rainbow -4 power.
That's until the start of your next turn?
Until my next turn.
Alright.
And that is my turn.
I
got my two.
I'm going to play the Invader on... Cave of Shinies. I will gain a victory point, please. And then I guess I'm just gonna
Where are you at?
I have 12.
Wow, okay.
And then I am going to
I think Brad's secretly a hustler. Oh, I don't remember how to play this game.
I've never seen these cards before.
You guys gotta take pity upon me and don't focus any of your ire or attention on me. Pay no attention to this man over here with the evil, wicked grin on his face.
I'm not sure what you're suggesting. I'm gonna discard Mr. Grumpers and a scout. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, can I pull a scout back in my hand?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cards. All right, your turn, Rodrigo.
All right. Okay, so Rainbow is shrunk. But that's okay.
Shrunk?
I am going to play Loop Garou over there, which is a 4, but gets +2 power before our base scores. And I play another minion, So Rainbow's talent lets me draw a card. However, Rainbow's not super buff, so I don't get an extra action, right?
Yeah, correct.
All so right.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
If a minion has, like, zero power, does it get destroyed or anything, or is it just a zero
power? Just has zero power.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm at 11. So, as my action, I'm going to play Togetherness Power. Play an extra minion at a base where you have a minion. And I will play a Teenage Wolf over there.
All right, so 3, 4, plus so 8, 9. He's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so 15, 16. 17 if you use the Teenage Wolf's talent. Which is he gains plus one power until end of turn.
Right. I do get to draw a card because of Rainbow. But...
No, it's a talent, so it can be used once a turn.
Oh, sorry. And I think that's all I can do. So I think it doesn't score.
Not currently, no.
So I'll draw two cards.
Bloop, bloop.
And then my turn.
Okay, I'm going to play... what's her name? Griselda. She's a 5. Talent, place an heirloom card from your discard pile into my hand. I've got an heirloom power down here.
I think all the princesses are 5.
Ooh. No. They're not. And then I think my action is going to be shuffle a minion from your discard pile into your deck and draw a card. That's the direct the DVD sequel. Hello, Mardi Gras. And draw a card. And let's see. I don't think this one scores yet. But it's getting there.
12.
It's at 18 from what 18, I can see.
Yep. Of 23.
18 of 23. And I've done my minion in an action, so I can't do anything else at this point. So I am done. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
All right. I think I might have this. Mussin.
Rob Mussin. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to play Titania over in the Cave of Shinies. Return an opponent's minion to its owner's hand or play an extra minion. I'm going to choose to play an extra minion. Rainbow's back up to full power. I am going to play... Yeah, so that should put it exactly 23 right now.
Yeah, it's exactly 23.
Okay. So that's going to score. 3, 4. Plus 5 is 9. Plus 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is 15. Plus 5 is 20. So this is going to score this turn. So
Why didn't it score in Steven's turn? Oh, because
he added the other spot.
Ah, you're so clever.
So I will put my extra minion of Captain Ahab here. He's got a talent to move this minion to a base that has one of your actions played on it, but not going to use that. And just as an insurance policy, I'm going to use my scrap diving to get... to replace an action from your discard pile into your hand.
You get back the aggro motive. Because it's an aggro motive. And that thing's cool. Go to scoring.
Boom, boom, two shinobi ninjas jump out of nowhere. One jumps into the cave of shinies, moving me up to 8, which puts me into second place on that cave. And his 3 beats Rob's 2, which gets me into second place on that base.
Okay. Anybody else got any actions?
I wish. You would think cats would be sneaky.
Sneaky little...
Yeah. I can't just play actions randomly, right?
No, they say special before a base scores.
Right.
Nope, I got nothing else.
All right, so let's...
It's bigger, but you are winning that by a long shot anyways.
So let's close out the...
School of Wizardry?
School of Wizardry. So Rodrigo gets 3. I get 2. Rob gets 1.
And... After this base scores, the winner looks at the top 3 cards of the base deck, chooses one to replace this base, and returns it in any order.
Okay. Possible new base coming up.
Top 3, you said?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to matter.
It is not.
Why? Because Brad's going to win?
No, I win.
Rob's going to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I would have won next turn.
Yes, you would have. I wasn't paying attention. And too much attention to this guy over here that's like, ooh, I don't know how to play this game.
See, it's the Rhodes Plaza Mall.
Can't go wrong with the Rhodes Plaza Mall.
It's Rob's rope-a-dope strategy.
Actually, you'll get back on top in any order.
Oh.
Because the new base will come up. Dang it. I don't... Shoot. If I would have had... Let's see. If I would have done this right... No, because that would have been... No, I should have done that.
No, I mean, there was nothing. Like, if you could have played 2 shinobis there...
No, because you can only play 1 shinobi per base.
Oh, per base.
Well, the problem was that on my action, instead of returning Mardi Gras to my hand, I could have played the heirloom in my hand, which would have put me up to a +1 on this, which would have given me 9 to Rob's... Still would have lost on that.
It's Rob's 13.
To Rob's 13. All right, let's close out this base. Cave of Shinies. After each time a minion is destroyed here, blah, blah, blah... Rob gets 4.
No.
I get 2. Brad gets 1. Now that, did you get 15? Does that tie you?
No, I've only got 13.
Oh, okay. And then let's see. The thing is on this one.
If you won, you get
ongoing. Points. If you are the winner here, when the space scores, gain 1 more victory point.
You did not win. The winner.
Oh, okay. All right. So Rob won. Is that correct?
Yeah, at exactly 15.
At exactly 15. Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations, Rob.
Congratulations, Rob, indeed.
Because the princesses are big.
Princesses are big? Let's see.
Every single creature, every single princess you played was a 5.
Yeah, maybe they are, because there's just a lot of actions, and that was the thing that was infuriating me, because for the first 10 turns, 5... Yeah, they must be all 5. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Yep, all the princesses are 5s.
They're all very powerful.
And then there's a fairy godmother. Draw a court card, or one minion gets +2 power until the end of your turn. That's pretty cool.
And she's an action?
She's an action, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, all the princesses are 5s. It's a way to dominate pretty quickly.
Yeah, if you get your princesses early, you can score some points in the early.
Oh, if I would have gotten Snow White, talent, move a minion from another base to here. If you've got your princesses spread out, you could easily move a +5 over.
Yep.
Wow. All right, well.
Or even just grab someone else's small thing to get that last little bit for the break.
Yep. Yep. So what'd you guys think?
It was fun.
I liked it.
Did you like your horses, Rodrigo?
Yeah, I thought, like, I don't win these games very often, but... Usually I don't feel like I'm a contender, and I feel that I was actually the front runner for the majority of this. So
yeah, I was worried. You had a lot of powerful cards.
I got hit by a couple of problematic actions. But that's kind of what you want to do to other people, I guess. So
you finally figured out how cats work?
Yes. Cats and aliens is an interesting combination. I just wasn't seeing the right cat cards until
Cat from Outer Space.
Yep, the Cat from Outer Space is the way to go.
crazy talking cat.
Although zombie kitties would be
I think that would be interesting, too. Although, if you were going for a pure horror deck, zombie clowns, I think, would still be the...
Interesting.
I don't think there's a clown deck.
Yet.
The bases seem to be pretty good on the expansion. I think we saw most of those in this. The Cool Cats Alley we saw. Temple, let's see.
Both the cat ones we saw.
Enchanted Glen we saw. The House of Nine Lives. School of Wizardry is not in this one. Pony Land. If you have two or more minions here, the minions here cannot be destroyed. That's actually really cool. Fairy Circle. After the first time you play a minion here, each turn you may play an extra minion here or play an extra action. I wish that one would have come out. That one has a huge score, though, 26 points.
Yeah, because it's letting you just go... Blah, blah, blah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Aquaria, after you play a minion here, you may move one of your minions from another base to here. That one's 25 points. Then we had the Beautiful Castle. Minions here with power 5 or greater are not affected by opponent's cards. Oh, that's where you dump all your princesses.
Yeah.
Ice Castle. Minions cannot be played here. That's one where you have to use your move function. And I think that's it.
Hmm.
Yeah. From the princesses, so.
Yeah, that's a nice little... that's a nice expansion.
Yeah, it is. I liked it a lot. And Rob, what did you think of your... what did you think of your
fairies? Or pixies? Or?
Yeah, I think you were fairies, yeah.
They're pretty spiffy. I don't know if I played all that synergistic combo. Or if I just didn't draw... Like, because I had more actions than dudes at the start, and then I just drew all of my guys and didn't have anything to do with the...
Action stuff?
Yeah, because a bunch of the... Fairy minions were playing extra action. I'm like, I don't have an extra action that does anything right now.
That was my thing, is I just ended up with too many actions.
That's basically this game. I mean, yeah. You look at them and you're like, oh, this would be good synergy. But if you consider that, you know, other than your most basic minions and your second most basic minions, a lot of the cards are one of or two of, so you may never see them. A lot of cards are just one of in the decks, which means you could probably play the same deck combination two or three times before you ever saw it.
I think Steampunk Fairies is a good combination.
Yeah, probably. You know what would probably be a huge combination is Fairy Monkeys.
That's the thing. I was first going for. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, actions, huh? Steampunk.
Yeah.
I like the steampunk better than the cyber apes. The cyber apes are fun, but I like the base actions more.
Mm-hmm.
They're harder to get rid of.
We have still yet to play the Cthulhu one. Oh, Rodrigo, you didn't separate your deck.
I thought you guys played that. You just talked about it one time?
We talked about it, but because it's got this thing called Madness, which we haven't
played yet. I thought we'd had a Cthulhu one show up once.
Maybe by accident.
You know, it's
I left a werewolf.
Yeah, you left a werewolf. Always stinking werewolves.
I like this expansion because it does not add any kind of weird
rule.
Yeah, that madness thing is just kind of goofy. It's like the Dominion Alchemy expansion. Mm. Like, it's, you know, if you don't play with a bunch of alchemy things,
right. It's
no fun to play with
one
of them.
And that's actually why we've not played the Cthulhu stuff on the show, I think.
Yep.
Because we're like, it's a Cthulhu. It's like, oh, wait, that has that madness thing. Let's save it for later.
Yeah. And then we never get around to it.
Yeah.
We should probably do it like we did with this one, where each of us gets one of the Cthulhu.
Yeah, right. I think that's how we talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about, like, specific combinations that we thought were, like...
Let me put this in here.
There we go. That we thought would be, like, interesting or flavorful.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so there you go. The giant geeky or the big geeky box is closed for another while. And this thing still, with all of these expansions and things that we have, we still have barely filled up one row in this big geeky box.
Look at all that money you have yet to spend, Stephen.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Speaking of...
Totally worth it.
Yes, totally worth it. This is really totally worth it.
It's an awesome
game.
I love it, yeah.
I think of all the games that we've played, I mean, I really enjoy Munchkin a lot. But of all the games we played, Smash Up is the one that seems to be the most variable now, especially now that the expansions are increasing, because just depending on your combination, you could have, what are we up to? How many card sets are we up to now?
29.
Is that really how many we're up to? Yep, 29, because of the geeks. So what's that, 29 times 29? Or 29 times 28? That's how many different combinations you can have?
Yeah.
Math.
Well, it'd be... I mean, the individual decks, it's the number of combinations, but then you've also got the fact that each of your opponents is going to be playing.
Right. But I'm saying if you're looking at combos, just the pure combos alone...
So about 850 combinations, roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then each game is going to be even further variable just because each player is going to have a different deck.
Plus bases.
Plus the bases show up differently.
A huge thing, right? Like, so like that nine lives base made a huge difference.
Oh, man, that was a huge difference. And we should have seen what Brad was doing sooner and gotten that base closed because you were just able to move
people
into that so good. And from, I guess, from your perspective, you would want to make it so that people couldn't close out that deck or close out that base.
Right.
Well, you killed my werewolf there.
I know.
I was gonna, if you didn't. So.
Why did you kill C-Star instead of the...
Yeah, the steampunk ones that Rob had going on over here?
You stole C-Star. You got moved over to there, and then you killed it off instead of killing off your thing here to get a victory point and another four victory. Like,
oh, that is part of my grand strategy of not noticing some of the stuff.
I figured. Yeah.
That's my plan, too.
did I mention it's been a while since I played this game?
Oh, but you were the contender, man. All right, listeners, thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of Munchkinland. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. If you're playing Smash Up, use the comment section and let us know what is your favorite combination. And if you've got Pretty Pretty Smash Up, the expansion, let us know what you think of it. It's all over there at MajorSpoilers.com. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.